Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Chesam Beis. We're holding on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, six lines from the bottom by the two dots, Isha Shashala Mechaverta. So the Mishnah spoke about a case. We use the examples, let's say, of Rivka. Rivka wanted to bake some fresh bread on Yom Tov, and she didn't quite have all the ingredients. She needed to borrow some salt and some water from the neighbor. She knocked on Leah's door. She knocked on Leah's door and she borrowed from Leah on Yom Tov. She borrowed some salt and some water, and she baked her bread using her own flour, mostly her own ingredients, but then also a little bit of Leah's ingredients. She used some salt and some water from Leah. And so the Tana, so the Mishnah said that in this case, being that there are some ingredients from Leah that are mixed into this bread, so Rivka, when she has this bread now, when she takes it out of the oven, she can't necessarily take it wherever her tchum will allow her to take things to. Because being that there's ingredients inside the bread, which came from Leah, so it's going to be limited to Leah's tchum as well. It's going to be limited to both of their tchumin, and Rivka won't be able to necessarily take it wherever she wants. Now, before we start the Gemara, it's kedai to just be makdim, just a yedia, and that is that even though we're typically used to assuming that if you have a piece of, let's say, meat that's aser, which falls into raiv, it falls into more, let's say, one piece of meat that's aser, and it falls into many pieces of meat that's mutter, so it's batel b'raiv. Everyone knows that, batel b'raiv, but the truth is that there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have two like things, like meat and meat, if you have two like things, so then min b'mina is loy batel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, is that min b'mina, two like things, so then we don't apply bittel when it comes to min b'mina. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Chachamim, but that's shita's Rabbi Yehuda. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that min b'minai is loy batel. Now, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's min b'she'enai minai, let's say a person has some milk that falls into some meat, so that milk and meat are two different minim, so then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, okay, there's going to be problems, you're going to need shishim to get rid of the taste, but keeping things simple, then over there Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the idea of bittel b'raiv. Rabbi Yehuda only argues when it comes to min b'mina, when it comes to two like things, so then Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'mina is loy batel. Stop, idea to keep in mind, we'll get to that later on in the sugya. Anyway, so now says the Gemara, again, Rivka borrowed some ingredients from her neighbor, she borrowed some ingredients from Leah to make the challah, and so now the Mishnah says it's limited to both of their tchums. Rivka can't just take it wherever she wants, wherever her tchum will allow her. She's going to be limited because of the salt and the water that she borrowed from Leah, so now she's going to be limited by Leah's tchum. So says the Gemara now, that Kisalik Reb Abba, Reb Abba lived in Bavel Batzim, but when he was going to Eretz Yisrael, when he was preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he said the following tefillah. He was a little bit scared of the Chachamim, of the Tamid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. He felt that the Tamid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael were on a higher caliber than the ones in Bavel. And he was nervous. He's going to a new place. You know, in Bavel, he had a nice shame. He had a good name. He had a good reputation. He was considered a Talmud Chacham. What's going to be when he gets to Eretz Yisrael? Are they going to like him? Are they going to think highly of him? And so he was a little bit nervous. And so says the Gemara, when he was preparing for his trip up to Eretz Yisrael, so Amar, he said the following tefillah. He said, Yehi Rava, de'ima milsa de'tiskabel. That it should be Hashem's ratzon that I should say something, I should say divrei Torah that's accepted by the Tamid HaChachamim in Eretz Yisrael. I shouldn't be embarrassed, I shouldn't say things that they're going to look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. I should say things that are accepted, which sounds very much like the tefillah that we say every day, the tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Akana in Maseches Brachos, that we say, we daven every morning, that we should say divrei Torah, and we shouldn't be nechshol, and we shouldn't have other people that laugh at us when we say our divrei Torah. So that was Rabbi Abba. Tefillah, that he said, when I get to Eretz Yisrael, it should be Hashem's will that they shouldn't laugh at me. I should say things that are accepted. And we'll get back to this tefillah at the end of the shir, Mirtz Hashem. But anyway, so Rabbi Abba says this tefillah. And Lema'isa says the Gemara that Kisalik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashkechel Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zeira, V'amri la, and some say it wasn't these three Amorayim, rather it was Rabbi Avayu, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. whichever three Talmidei Chachamim it was, he found them v'yasvi v'ka'amri. They were sitting down and they were saying over the following Shtikl Torah. They were saying, they said over our Mishnah, this halacha of Rivka who borrows the salt and the water from Leah, and that the Mishnah says that her tchum is limited to Leah's tchum, because being that she has Leah's salt and Leah's water inside of her bread, so now she's limited by Leah's tchum. And they were sitting and they were saying, am I? Why is that true? Why is Rivka, just because her bread has salt and some water from Leah, it's such a minor part of the challah, it's at such a minor amount, why does Rivka become limited by Leah's tchum just because she has some of Leah's salt and water? Why don't we say that the salt and the water, the mayim and the melech, is bottled to the dough? Rivka was just providing most of the ingredients in the challah. Leah is just providing the salt and the water. So why don't we say that Leah's chelek is batul b'raif? It should be batul in the rest of the challah. And Mamela Rivka should be able to take the challah wherever her tchum allows. She shouldn't be limited by Leah's tchum. That's what they were coming, and that's what, when Rabbi Abba came to Eretz Yisrael, that's the scene that he came to. We came to them having this discussion where they had this question. So now this was Rabbi Abba's time to shine. He had a teretz. So Amar Lehu Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba says to them, I have a teretz. It's simple. Said Rabbi Abba, Hareshin is ariv leikav chitin ba'asara kavin chitin shal chaveray. Let's say you have Ruvain. Ruvain has 10 kav is a measurement. He has, let's say, 10 kav of wheat. And then Shimon has 1 kav of wheat that gets mixed into Ruvain's. Or, in nowadays terms, Ruvain has 10 $1 bills. And Shimon comes with his $1 bill. He has 1 $1 bill. Ruvain has 10 of them. Shimon has 1. And he mixes them all together. So, Yaychal Halav V'chadei. Do we say that Ruvain can now eat all of it and he could be happy? Ruvain could just now take all $11 because now Shimon's dollar is mixed in. So now it just becomes Ruvain's. Now it's bottle. Would we ever say such a thing that Ruvain could go to Shimon? He could take a dollar bill from him, mix it into the $10 bills that he has, and now it all becomes Ruvain's? Of course, we would never say such a thing. And why not? And that this is the Yesod that Rabbi Abba is coming to teach us. Rabbi Abba is coming to teach us the Yesod that even though when it comes to Isser Veheter, we have the idea of Bittel, that Isser could be Bottle in a Roiv of Heter, when it comes to ownership, when it comes to Bailis, you can't be Mavatel someone's Bailis. You can't be Mavatel his ownership. When it comes to Choshei Mishpah, there's no Din Bittel. And therefore, since Shimon has a dollar that's mixed in with Reuven's dollar, even though Shimon has a dollar that's mixed in with a bunch of Reuven's dollars, we don't say that it's batel. We don't say that his kav of chitin that's mixed into Reuven's 10 kav of chitin, that it's batel. It's something that has bailus. Bailus does never becomes batel. So Rav Abba was coming to say that it's the same thing in the case of our Mishnah. What happened was, as Rivka borrowed some salt and some water from Leah, the salt and the water is owned by Leah. Being that it's owned by Leah, it can never be batel. Being that it can never be batel, it's always going to remain Leah's. And being that it's Leah's, now with regards to Hilchos Tchumen, when it comes to where Rivka could take this bread, she's going to be limited by Leah's Tchum, because we always go Basar the Bailim. When it comes to Tchum, we mentioned, it's always Kiragli HaBailim. So being that Leah still remains the owner, the proud owner of the melach, of the salt and the water that's inside the bread, so Mamela Rivka's Tchum is going to be limited by Leah's Tchum. She's not going to be able to take the bread to a location that Leah can't get to because her tchum doesn't allow. So that was Rav Abba's teretz to these Talmidei Chachamim. So what was the reaction? Says the Gemara, Achichu Alei. They started to laugh at him. They laughed at him. They completely, mamish, what Rav Abba davened shouldn't happen is exactly what happened. And Amar Lehu, so Rav Abba, he was insulted. He says to them, Golsaichu Shakli, did I take your coats? I don't understand, but did something funny happen? Did I say something funny? Why don't you like my teretz? So they thought it was funny that now he's mamish. Not only did he say the teretz, he's even like, he can't even believe that someone would say not like him. So Hadrachichu Alei. So they started laughing even harder at him. And they mamish, they lost it. So Amar Rav Ishaya, so Rav Ishaya said, when he saw, when he heard or saw this ma'isa, so he commented and he said that shaper avoda chichwale, that these Talmid Chachamim, they were right for laughing at Rabbi Abba, they were right for disagreeing with his teretz. Ma'ishna chitin b'sa'irim d'loika amar lehu. And the reason for that is like this. When Rabbi Abba wanted to say a mashal, to explain why the salt in the water, why it's not bottle, what was his mashal? He said that Reuven has 10 kav of wheat, and Shimon has 1 kav of wheat, and Shimon's 1 kav gets mixed in with Reuven's 10 kav, all wheat. It was min b'minai. So says Rabbi Ishaya, why is it that Rabbi Abba, when he wanted to say the mashal, why did he specifically speak about min b'minai? Why didn't he tell them a mashal of chitin and sairim? Of Reuven who had, let's say, 10 kavin of chitin, and Shimon had 1 kav of sairim that got mixed into Reuven's chitin. And the answer is because the havelim min b'sheinai mina. And the reason for that is because Rabbi Abba knew that in such a case, it would be a case of min b'sheinai mina. And in the case of two not like things, min b'sheinai mina, batal. Itaka is batal. And that's what, and Rabbi Abba was coming to explain why the salt and the water is not batal. So the reason why he didn't want to say chitin and tsairim is because he understood that then it would be batal. Well then chitin b'chitin, nami. Also when it comes to chitin and chitin, when it's min b'mina, granted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not batal, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We go like the Chachamim, that even min b'mina is batal. So now, this conversation seems very difficult to understand, and the truth is the Shita Mekubetzes already points out that this whole Gemara, this whole Shakla V'Tari that we're about to read, is very difficult to understand. It's very difficult to understand what's the conversation, what's the storyline. Rabbi Abba said a point about, he was saying a chiddush about money, that when it comes to Bailus, a choshe mishputin, that Bailus can never be batal. Now Rabbi Ishaya is saying something about min b'minai, min b'sheinai minai, so the truth is that the whole Gemara is really very difficult to understand. And we're going to try our best. The Chassam Sofer Lemaisa says in his Chidushim in Madura Tinyana on Amud Chesam Beis and Dibur Maschil Amar Lei, the Chassam Sofer writes that if you could figure out how to really be mafarish this Gemara in a way that it reads nicely, so then you're an uman, you're a craftsman. It takes a real craftsman to really make sense out of the sugya that we're about to learn. Okay, we'll try our best to at least understand some sort of flow of what's going on. So I believe it's the Meiri. The Meiri explains this line that Rabbi Ishaya didn't understand Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Ishaya didn't realize that Rabbi Abba was coming from a Dine Mamanis perspective. That Rabbi Abba was saying a Chiddush that Mamanis, that Bailis can't be Batal. Rabbi Ishaya understood that Rabbi Abba was coming to say that being that it's Min B'minai, So then that's why it's not batal, because min b'mina is loy batal. That's what Rabbi Ishaya understood, that's what Rabbi Abba was coming to say. And it could be that that's what the other Talmid Chachamim understood from Rabbi Abba as well. That his teretz was, is that min b'mina is loy batal, that he was like kilu paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why they laughed at him, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that min b'mina is batal. But they understood that that's what Rabbi Abba meant to say, that he was coming to say that the reason why the melach and the mayim is not batal and the rest of the challah is because it's min b'minai. That's the way they understood him, so that's why they were laughing, and now we could understand Rabbi Ishaya. So that's what Rabbi Ishaya was saying, that you see from Rabbi Abba's line that he dafka chose an example of min b'minai. Why? Because if it would be min b'sheinai minai, so then everybody knows min b'sheinai minai is batal. So Rabbi Abba was coming to say, it's min b'minai and min b'minai is loy batal. To which Rabbi Ishaya says, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that min b'minai is loy batal. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim, that min b'minai is batal, and therefore we're back to our question that why is the salt in the water not batal to the rest of the bread? So now Amar Le Rav Safra. So now Rav Safra says to Rav Ishaya, he says that Maisha Shaper Kamrit. He says Maisha like Lashon of Shvua in the name of Maisha. Are you saying good? Are you saying a good taina? V'loy Shmiya Luhu Had Amar Rabbi Chia Katisva Mishmei De Rav. Did you not hear about the memra from Rabbi Chia Katisva in the name of Rav that Habayir Tzrayreis Migarnei Shel Chaveray? If let's say Reuven goes to Shimon, he goes to his wheat pile and he starts taking the pebbles out of Shimon's wheat pile. He starts taking the pebbles out. So he's chayev l'shalim loy demei chitim. So Reuven, for taking out pebbles from Shimon, has to pay him for that amount of weight of wheat. Why should he have to pay for wheat just because he took some pebbles? And the answer for that is because the halacha is that when Shimon has this pile of wheat and he wants to sell it now. So now, within every pile of wheat, there are pebbles mixed in. So let's say it's 5 pounds of wheat, and then it has also an additional half a pound of pebbles. So when you sell it in the store, you sell it for 5.5 pounds of wheat. And it's understood that there are some pebbles mixed in, but that's part of the way that's just the way it goes. You sell it as 5.5 pounds, and it's understood that in a chanami there'll be some pebbles mixed in. It's inevitable. And you're allowed to charge for it. You charge for it as a 5.5 pound bag of wheat. So now when Reuven starts taking out the pebbles, so now he's causing a loss to Shimon. Because now Shimon's only going to have 5 pounds of wheat. He would have been able to sell it for 5.5 pounds. Now he's only going to be able to sell it as 5 pounds because Reuven took out the pebbles. So you'll ask, okay, so just put back in half a pound of pebbles. The answer is that you're not allowed to do that. Pebbles that are naturally in the pile, that you're allowed to sell as wheat, but you're not allowed to add pebbles in lechatchila. It's only pebbles that got mixed in, so you're allowed to sell it. So now by Reuven taking out the pebbles, he's causing a loss to Shimon, and it's a wheat loss, even though he's only taking pebbles, which probably don't have much of a going rate, but still he's going to have to pay back Shimon as if he took wheat out from his pile. So that's the memra from Rav, that if Reuven goes to Shimon and he takes out some pebbles from Shimon's pile of wheat, so he's chayiv l'shalim lo de mechita. So he has to pay Shimon in that amount of wheat. So Alma, what do you see from here? That kilo chasre. So you see that even though Reuven took pebbles from Shimon, he took something which you would think has no significance, we view it that he took away from his weight. He took away from Shimon's weight of wheat, and therefore he has to pay Shimon back. So even the racks, which would seem insignificant, have a monetary value. So Hachanami, says Reb Safra, that Hachanami kilo chasre. Here too also, even though you might think that the salt in the water is so insignificant, it shouldn't have any monetary value, says Reb Safra, then no, it has monetary value. It has monetary value, and being that it has monetary value, and it's owned by Leah, so Mimele, it's not bottle, because that was Rabbi Abba's Yisoid. Rabbi Abba's Yisoid is that Choshe Mishpat, the Bailus can't be bottle. So once again, we have the Reb Safra doesn't seem to be communicating very well with Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya wasn't talking about Choshe Mishpat. He was talking about Min B'minoi, Min B'sh'enoi Minoi. Now Reb Safra is going back to the Choshe Mishpat Yisoid. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying, though. That Reb Safra is saying that he's defending Rabbi Abba, and he's explaining Rabbi Abba's Yisoid. He's explaining the Rabbi Abba had Yisoid, that Din Bailus can't be Batal. And over here, it has a Din Bailus, even though you might have thought, now Rabbi Shai never made this taina, but says Reb Safra, even though you might have thought that being that it's so insignificant, it doesn't have Chashivas, so therefore it shouldn't have a Din Mammon, you see from pebbles, you see that something which could be sold automatically has a Din Bailus. And Mamela, it's going to be subject, Lechumra, to Leah's Tchum as well. So that was Reb Safra's defense for Reb Abba. Amar Leah Abaye. So now Abaye says to Reb Safra, then no, I'd still disagree with Reb Abba's Yisoid. Amar Leah Abaye, V'loi shani leim lamar, bein mamon sheyesh loi toivin, lamamon sheyin loi toivin. There's a difference between pebbles and the salt over here. When it comes to the pebbles, that's mammon that has toivin. It's mammon that there's someone that's going to claim it, which means that Shimon, he wants his pebbles. So when Reuven takes it out, it's mammon that has someone claiming against Reuven, because Shimon will claim against Reuven that he wants the pebbles, that he would have wanted the pebbles to have remained. So being that it's mammon sheyesh lo toivin, it's mammon that has someone to claim it, that's called a din mammon that has bailus to it. However, in our case of the salt and the water, there's no one that's claiming it because Leah lent it to Rivka. So now it's completely Rivka's. So this doesn't have a din bailus. So even if you're right that bailus can't be batal, that's only going to be bailus that's mammon that's yesh lo toivin. Over here, it's mammon shein lo toivin. Leah's not claiming the salt or the water from Rivka. She gave it to her. She said that Rivka could have it. So Rivka will pay her back later. But she lent it to Rivka. So there's no toivin. So why should we view this as being as Leah having ownership over the salt and the water? And it should be batal to the rest of the challah, and therefore Rivka should not be limited to Leah's tchum, like the Talmid HaChachamim asked in Eretz Yisrael. So now says the Gemara that Amar Leah, So Rav Safra responds back to Abaye that Ultameich, according to you, Hada Amar Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista said, that Nevela Betela Beshchuta, that a Nevela, if you have a piece of Nevela that falls and it gets into a bunch of pieces of meat of an animal that was shechted, so Nevela is an animal that died, and it becomes very Tameh, it's considered an Ava Tumah, the Nevela itself generates Tumah, and if that piece of meat now falls into a bucket of pieces of meat that come from a shechted animal, so the halacha is that it's batal. It does become batal. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that min b'mino yizloi batal, in this case it becomes batal. And the reason for that is because nevela and shchuta is considered like min b'she'enei minai. Because nevela is tuma, and shchuta, basar of an animal that was shechted, doesn't have tuma. So that's like a case of min b'she'enei minai. And therefore, it's going to be batal. Lefishii efshar l'shchuta sh'te'asa nevela. A piece of meat that was shechted will never become a nevela. It's never going to be an avatoma. Something could be metameit, it could become tame, but it's never going to be a generator of toma like a nevela. And being that it can never be like the nevela, so we don't view it as being the same min as the nevela. Memela it's min b'she'eno minai, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree that nevela could be batal if it falls into a pile of meat of a shchuta. The reverse case, shchuta ain't a betela benevela. But when it comes to a piece of meat of a shechted animal, and that falls into a bunch of pieces of meat of nevela, so that it's not going to be batal, because that's a case of min b'minai. Ah, but the nevela has tuma, but lafi she'efsher the nevela she'te'as shchuta. But it's possible for the nevela to lose its tuma. If the nevela becomes spoiled, if the meat gets spoiled, so then it's not considered roi l'achila anymore, and it loses its tuma. And so being that it loses its tuma, it's going to be like the same min as the shchuta. Already now we could view it the same min, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not batal. Fine, that's a halacha for when we get to chulin. But the point is that or menachas that comes up. But the point is that linyan enu. So this is a case of bittul. Now says Rav Safra to Abaye that hachanami dechi isle bailim loy batla, in the case of the nevela that falls into the bucket of the shchutami, that we said that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it could become batal because it's min b'she'enei minai. You mean to tell me that now if it has an owner, if it's two different owners, so now it's not going to become batal because the chayshe mishpat halacha, the bailis can't become batal? So now this question is really difficult to understand, because it was Rav Safra that said that Yisoid. Rav Safra was coming to explain Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra was the one who said that Bailis can't be Batal. So what's he asking on Abaye now? That if you're right, that Bailis can't be Batal, so then in this case it should depend on who owns the pieces of meat, because Bailis can't be Batal. Abaye was only coming to limit the Chiddush. Abaye was coming to say that the Chiddush is only true by Mamun Sheyesh Lo Taivin. By Mamun Sheyesh Taiv, and it could be batal. It was Rav Safra that said the big chiddush. So if this is a kash on Abaye, kol shekein it's a kash on Rav Safra. So this question is very difficult to understand. Rishayim deal with it, but again, it's very difficult to understand exactly what Rav Safra was asking Abaye in this line of the Gemara. The next line is a little bit easier. V'chi tema hachanami, and says Rav Safra to Abaye, and if you'll tell me that, yeah, that's the halacha, v'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, that Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, that cheftze hefker koinen shviso, afal pi she'ein lahem bailim. That if you have something which is hefker on the street, so even though there's no owner to it, it's hefker, it's kind of shvisa. What shvisa does it get? It's location, whatever location it's in. When Shabbos or Yom Tov come in, so that's considered its location, and it gets its 2,000 amis from that spot, or from that city. Even though it doesn't have owners, afa pish ein lahem bailim, doimim kemi shiyesh lahem bailim, we view it kilu it has bailim, meaning that's its spot no matter what. And therefore, in Shanar of Safra seems to be asking Abaye like this, that even if you're gonna have mammon that's ein la toivin, Abaye was coming to say that in our case of the salt, and the water, being that it's mama and she'en lo taivin, so therefore it doesn't get its own tchum, it's going to have the same tchum as Rivka, says Rav Safra, no, you see that even things that don't have bailim, we always make it as if it has bailim. And being that we always make it as if it has bailim, then bailis can't become batal, because bailis doesn't become batal b'raiv. So then, that's why it's not going to have the same shvisa as Rivka. It's not going to go basa the rest of the challah. It's not going to be batal. Because again, again, all this is predicated on the fact that being that Shvisa is Taluy and Bailis, right? We always say that the thing's Tchum is based off of who the owner is, and being that ownership can't become Batal, so that's Rabbi Abba's whole Yisoid that Rabbi Abba's coming to build, that being that Bailis can't be Batal, and Shvisa is dependent on Bailis, so that's why the salt and the water in this case is not is going to stop Rivka from being able to take the challah wherever she wants, because it has a bailus, or even if it's hefker, we view it as if it has bailus, and therefore it has its own tchum. It's not going to go basar Rivka's tchum. So, however, now Amar Lei, so now this is where Abaye really shuts down the whole Yisoid, and not that he shuts down the Yisoid batzem, he doesn't have a problem with the fact that bailus can't become batal, he just has a problem with the extension to our case, and says Abaye, Amar Lei, Abaye says to Reb Safra, that Mikam Edam is Isur LaMamayna, how could you compare the Isur, meaning the Din Tchum, to Mamayna, to bailus Isura batal, Mamayna Loi batal? You're making an assumption that being that Tchum is dependent on bailus, and since bailus can't be batal, so therefore with regards to Elchis Tchum, the salt in the water is also not batal. Who says, when regards to bailus, so it won't be batal, but maybe when it comes to whose tchum we're going to go basar, so that's a din iser. Iser is batal, and therefore says Abaye, we could split the two, and we could say that even though with regards to ilchus mamin, it's not batal, we could say when it comes to iser and when it comes to the halachas of tchum that it is batal, and we're back to square one, and this is just Mamish going back, all this takes us all the way back to the beginning, to the original question, is that why don't we say that the salt and the water should be batal in the challah? So a complicated shaklavataria. Ultimately, this is the bottom line, this is the question that we're having, is that in the case that Rivka borrowed salt and water from Leah, so the Mishnah said that she could only take the challah to places where Leah's tchum would allow her to. The question is why is that true? Why don't we say that the salt and the water is batal in the rest of the challah, and Mamela Rivka could take it wherever her tchum would allow her to take it? So says the Gemara, now three terutzim to this kasha. Why don't we say it's batal? Teretz number one, Abaye Amar, Abaye says, it's a gzeira shemet tase isa b'shutfes. It's because in this case, it's very similar to a case where Rivka and Leah would decide to bake some bread together on Yom Tov, where Rivka and Leah would break some bread, and in that case, it's not Leah lending the salt and the water to Rivka, it's them baking it together. And if they're baking it together, of course, and it's both of their bread, it's going to go basar both of their tchumen, l'chumra. And being that in that case, this case is very similar to that case, in this case, Rivka's borrowing it from Leah, and really, technically speaking, it should be batal, and we should not need to reckon with Leah's tchum, but being that it's similar to a case where Leah and Rivka would decide to bake bread together, so Chazal made a gzera. And in this case, it's pasha just a gzera. The reason why Rivka can't take it wherever she wants, wherever she could go, is pasha that's a gzera. So we ask, it should be batal? The answer is, in Chanami, it is batal. And really, Rivka could take it wherever she wants, but Chazal made a gzera. Rava says it's second teretz, a different teretz, that no, it cannot be batal. Why can't it be batal? Because salt is a type of tavlin, is a spice, and tavlin is a tamei avidi. Tavlin is made to give taste. A tamei loy batal, and the halacha is, and hilcha is eser v'heter, is that tam is always, it's never batal. Something which is there to give tam, and it gives tam, so that's never going to be batal. Memela, the salt, can't be batal in the rest of the bread. Rav Ashi says a third teretz, that there is a reason why it can't be batal. So Abaye is the only one who said it taka is, and it's just gzeira. Rava says it's not because of tam. Rav Ashi says it's not batal mishum dehavi davar sheish lamatirin, because it's something which has matirin. After Yom Tov is over, you'll be able to take the bread wherever you want. So now on Yom Tov, you're going to be limited with this bread. Other bread you could take wherever you want, and this bread itself you could take after Yom Tov, you could take it wherever you want. So it's a davar sheish lamatirin v'chol davar sheish lamatirin afilu be'alof loy batal. Taking us back to the Yisoid that we had earlier in the Masechta on Gimel and Beis, that any time you have a davar sheyesh lamatirin, so then it's not batal even in a thousand, so that's why the salt is not batal. Now we'll stop here, but we said that we would get back to to Rabbi Abba's tefillah. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Abba left to Eretz Yisrael, he said a tefillah that Yehi Ravo, it should be Hashem's will, that when I get to Eretz Yisrael, De'ima Milso de Tiskabel, that I should say something, that's Tiskabel, I should say something that the people, that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that they respect me for what I say, it should be something that's accepted. And Lamaisa, we see from the Gemara that it did not work out for Rabbi Abba. Mamish, his worst fears came true. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he tried saying a whole shtickle Torah, and the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael just laughed at him. And exactly what he was scared what would happen, and he davened for that not to happen, he davened that his word should be accepted. Mamish punk fakir, that's exactly what happened to him, and his words were not accepted. So ask the Chassam Sofer, it's in his Chidushim, it's also in a Tshuva, it's a relatively famous Tshuva in Arachayim, and Simon Reish Ches, ask the Chassam Sofer, why is the Gemara, why did Ravina and Ravashi tell us this whole story? Why are they, what, they want to poke fun, they want to make fun of Rabbi Abba? Why did the Gemara feel the need to bring this whole story of Rabbi Abba, seemingly making fun of Rabbi Abba? So says the Chassam Sofer, Ach Musar Haskel Nishma Mizeh, that the Gemara is coming to teach us some Musar. The Gemara is bringing the story, even though unfortunately Rabbi Abba gets the bad end of it, but the Gemara is telling us a story to teach us a Musar Haskel. We said that when we read Rabbi Abba's tefillah, he said that Yehi Ravo, that it should be that the aim of Milta the Tiskabel, that I should say something which is accepted, that it sounds like the tefillah that we say every day from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. However, says the Chassam Sofer, the ain zedoyme le tefillahs Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That if you pay close attention, you'll notice that that Rabbi Abba's tefillah is not like the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That we say, shleyakasha b'dvar halacha, v'yismichu b'chaveirai, that we say, I shouldn't stumble, and my friends should be happy when I stumble. This Rabbi Abba's tefillah wasn't exactly the same. Rabbi Abba added an extra thing. Says the Chassam Sofer that he added something, Sheyomar Milso to Tiskabel. That Rabbi Abba added that I should say something which is accepted. Asks the Chassam Sofer, or explains the Chassam Sofer, that wasn't a proper tefillah. That Rabbi Abba said, he davened, he said, Hashem, that I should say something which is accepted, that's not a proper tefillah. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ma loyim tekabalim loy. What does it matter to you if you say something which is accepted or not accepted? Amur devarecha l'shem shemayim. You should just say whatever it is, that you shouldn't stumble, that you should say the right words, that you should say something, you should be mechaven to the MS, that you should say the right thing. What does it matter to you if then afterwards, if it's accepted or not? That was a tefillah, says the Chassam Sofer, that's shaloi lishma. It comes up in this tshuva, because the Chassam Sofer over here in this tshuva in Siman Reish Ches is building a yisoid, that when a person writes a sefer, when a person prints a sefer, so really be'atzam, you're not allowed to write down divrei Torah shebal peh. It says that Dvarm Shabbat Peh, Iyata Rashi Lekaisvan. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So what's the heter to write down, to print the Sefer? So it's because Chazal say, Islasi Shlashem, Efiru Serasecha. And that being that nowadays, it's an islasis lashem, it's a need, if we don't write it down, so Torah is going to be forgotten, so Chazal gave a heter to write down the Torah. However, says the Chassam Sofer, it has to be an islasis lashem. It has to be that the islasis is for Hashem, that you're doing it l'shem shemayim, and it's only then that if you seresecha, it's only if you're doing it l'shem shemayim, that's when you have a heter. But if you're not doing it l'shem shemayim, says the Chassam Sofer, it's also to print the sefer. The only heter is if you're doing it l'shem shemayim. And after that, that's when the Chassam Sofer brings our Gemara. He says that it was margula bepumi. He says that he's ruggled to say over this shtickle Torah, that's the pshan in this story with Rabbi Abba. That the reason why he was punished and the reason why Chazal are telling us the story is to point this out, that's not a proper tefillah. To have a tefillah that my word should be accepted, that's not a proper tefillah. Daven that you should say the right things. Daven that you shouldn't make a mistake and people should make fun of you, fine. But to daven that you should say the right things and that it should be accepted, that is no place for such a thing. Says the Chassam Sofer, that was Rabbi Abba's tefillah that he said that was inappropriate, and that's why he was punished, so to speak, and the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael laughed at him. I saw brought down an interesting question. This is in Tshuva Simen and Tshuva Reish Ches. Earlier in Tshuva Chassam Sofer in Aruch Chaim in Simen Samach, so the Chassam Sofer is writing a Tshuva to be matter a certain person to build their houses through a guy on Shabbos. And when before the Chassam Sofer goes into the sugya and before he writes the Tshuva, he expresses the fact that it was a big need and he says Al Kena Marti Bechol Ki Haygavna Koychad Tera Adif Ve'Ayin Ksas and Al and I'll be ma'ayin a little bit into the sugya to try to see if there's any way that we could be matter. And then says the Chassam Sofer again in Tshuva Samach, says the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Samach, he says, u'me'asher la'adam das chayne neshayo ve'eschani nichayne neni deya bina v'haskel. He says a tefillah to Hashem, that Hashem who gives das, he should give me das, v'loye kashel chas v'shalom, and I shouldn't stumble chas v'shalom. And then says the Chassam Sofer, v'hei rava de'ema milsa t'tiskabel. He echoes Rabbi Abba's tefillah. He says, and it should be Hashem's will, de'ema milsa t'tiskabel, that I should say something which is accepted. Mamish, exactly what the Chassam Sofer just told us, that a person should not be saying, that that's not a proper tefillah. The Chassam Sofer himself, in Tshuva Samach, says this tefillah. He says, v'lei akashu chash v'shalom v'yei rava de'ema milsa t'tiskabel. So what's going on? The Chassam Sofer just told us in Siman Reish Ches, that you're not supposed to daven like that. And in Siman Samach, the Chassam Sofer says it himself. So the truth is, if you look at the dates of the tshuva, so the tshuva in Tshuva Samach, it's signed Tav Kuf Samach Tes. The tshuva in Reish Ches, where he says not to say this tefillah, it's signed Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin, almost 30 years later. So it could be that the Chassam Sofer was before the Chassam Sofer held, before he came up with this idea, that it's not a proper tefillah. So in Tshuva Samach, it was 30 years earlier, so maybe he was just quoting the Gemara, because it was before when he came up with this chiddush that wasn't a proper tefillah. Either way, just interesting idea that's what the Chassam Sofer learns from our Gemara. He says he learns from our Gemara that's what Rabbi Abba did, that was inappropriate, and that's why Chazal are bringing this maisa here in the Gemara.